Singers Beyoncé and Taylor Swift made history last night at the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards, which was, of course, socially distanced. Four of the top awards went to women, NPR's Manalit Del Barco reports.
In winning the award for Best R&B Performance, Beyoncé set a new record for the most Grammy wins of any woman and any singer. During the telecast at the L.A. Convention Center, she accepted her 28th Grammy for Black Parade, a song she released on Juneteenth during last summer's Black Lives Matter protests of police brutality.
We got rhythm, we got pride, we both kings, we both tribes.
As an artist, I believe it's my job and all of our jobs to reflect the times. And it's been such a difficult time. So I wanted to uplift, encourage, and celebrate all of the beautiful Black queens and kings that continue to inspire me and inspire the whole world.
Beyoncé gave a shout-out to her 9-year-old daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, who became the second youngest Grammy winner. They shared the award for Best Music Video, Brown Skin Girl.
I'm so proud of you.
Taylor Swift also made history as the first female performer to win Album of the Year 3 times. She took off the flowery face mask that matched her dress and accepted her award before tables of socially distanced nominees under a tent. Swift thanked her fans and her collaborators on her album Folklore.
I had the best time writing songs with you in quarantine, but mostly we just want to thank the fans. You guys met us in this imaginary world that we created, and we can't tell you how honored we are forever by this. Thank you so much.
The award for Song of the Year went to I Can't Breathe.
If we all agree that we're equal as people, then why can't we see what is evil? I can't breathe. You're taking my life from me. I can't breathe.
The song I Can't Breathe was named for 3 words uttered repeatedly by George Floyd, whose death helped spark the Black Lives Matter protests around the world. In accepting her Grammy, the artist Her said her song was meant as a call to action.
We are the change that we wish to see. And you know that fight that we had in us the summer of 2020, keep that same energy. Thank you.
During the telecast, rapper Lil Baby addressed police brutality with his song The Bigger Picture. He gave a powerful performance that included reenacting a police shooting and surprise appearances from fellow rapper Killer Mike and activist Tamika Mallory.
President Biden, we demand justice, equity, policy, and everything else that freedom encompasses.
The telecast was hosted by TV's Trevor Noah and featured performances by BTS, Doja Cat, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, and others. The night ended with former Beatles Ringo Starr announcing the record of the year, Everything I Wanted.
Well done, Billy. Peace and love.
But the record of the year apparently wasn't everything Billie Eilish wanted.
This is really embarrassing for me. Megan, girl.
Eilish spent most of her time lavishing praise onto this year's Best New Artist winner, Megan Thee Stallion.
You deserve it, honestly. Genuinely, this goes to her. Can we just cheer for Megan Thee Stallion, please?
During the telecast, Megan Thee Stallion gave a jaw-dropping performance with Cardi B. And every time she won a Grammy, she seemed stunned.
You know, it's been a hell of a year, but we made it.
But we made it could be another slogan for the year. Manalit Del Barco, NPR News.
And you say, as long